Morning. I'd like to welcome everybody to the meeting. Call the meeting to order. If you please stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
It's 9:30, time for public hearing for Cincinnati Christian Schools Incorporated. Economic Development Revenue Bond.
Good morning, I'm Tom Lockwood with Peck Schaefer and Williams. Purpose of the hearing is to consider approval of certain amendments to the Economic Development Bond Series 2003 issued by Butler County for Cincinnati Hills Christian School Project. The approved document changes are authorized. The resulting deemed proceeds be treated to refinance the bonds that were originally issued to acquire and renovate real estate and a building at 7474 Morris Road in Hamilton, Ohio, used by Cincinnati Christian Schools, Inc. For middle and high school and real estate used for athletic fields. The bonds do not represent a debt or a pledge of the faith and credit of Butler County, the state of Ohio, or any other political subdivision thereof.
Anyone present have any comments for or against this issue? Anyone present have any comments for or against this issue?
I move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Then I do have a resolution determining the necessity of and authorizing the reissuance of Economic Development Revenue Bond Series 2003 of the County of Butler, Ohio, in an aggregate principal amount not to exceed $3.4 million, authorizing the execution and delivery of an amended and restated loan agreement in connection therewith, authorizing the execution and delivery of an assignment of an amended and restated loan agreement to secure such bonds, authorizing a tax regulatory agreement and other documents in connection with the issuance of this bond.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And you have some stuff you want to have them sign?
Yes.
Can we take a minute and just do that?
Sure.
How's everything at Peck Schaefer?
We're signing a 3-day pass, too.
Yeah.
If they've ever heard of the Paper Reduction Act.
Why do you guys don't get paid by the page?
Huh? I think they do, Don.
Oh.
Sign these two. Yeah, these are from.
That's just what you're saying.
That's Mr. Abbott. It's past 9:35, time for public hearing for revolving loan fund, Barbecue Junction. Pete? I'm going to turn it down.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I'm Peter Theobald. I'm the acting executive director of the Certified Development Company of Butler County, and I'm happy to be before you this morning to speak to the RLF project, Barbecue Junction Incorporated. This is a project that will be located in Middletown, Ohio, specifically at 4750 Roosevelt Boulevard. There are three parties to this transaction, Messrs. Schiavone, Treadway, and Decker. These three individuals bring to the table experience in operating restaurants, experience in designing restaurants, and experience in constructing them. It is a startup venture. It's embraced by the city of Middletown and their economic development initiatives as something that is important for their revitalization efforts. It'll be located, as I said, on Roosevelt Boulevard in the location that used to be occupied by Damon's Restaurant. The overall total project cost is $280,000. Our participation in it through the RLF program is only $50,000, or around 18%. So there is substantial equity provided by the three parties to the project. We will have personal guarantees from the individuals, as well as first lien on company assets. There will be quite a lot of job impact on this one, estimated to be 20 jobs created in the first 2 years after funding. Our analysis of the project showed a project that cash flows very well. It was multiples of what was required to show the project to be successful. Yes, they are projections, but the projections were indeed very strong. When you look at the parties to the transaction, the combined net worth of all three was about 60 times the size of the RLF loan requested. There was a subsequent query regarding maybe the level of those assets and their accuracy. However, the multiple is so high that in our judgment it was relatively immaterial if indeed there was an overstatement of assets, so on and so forth. So we felt that they would not compromise the project in any way. The credit brought to the table by the three parties to the transaction we consider acceptable. And we think it's a project that indeed would help the revitalization efforts of Middletown. With that, would entertain any questions you all might have.
Anyone present wish to speak for or against this issue?
Hello, Peter Theobald. How are you?
Good morning, Commissioners. My name is David Schiavone. I'm representing the interest of Barbecue Junction. Thank you for allowing me to speak this morning. I just wanted to come in and say thank you for the opportunity to be before you. As Mr. Theobald said, that we feel the project is a very good one, not only for the city of Middletown, but for the entire region. And we feel very confident that it will be successful. And I'm just here to answer any questions if you have any.
Good luck.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wish you all the success on this, David.
Thank you, Mr. Furman. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Move. Anyone else wish to speak in favor or against this issue?
Move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Dalivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And I do have a revolving loan fund to Barbecue Junction Incorporated resolution.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Dalivet?
Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner Furman.
Yes.
Commissioners, well, I have Peter here. Pete, can you come back up to the podium? And, you were telling us, telling me before the meeting about one of the recent loans that the CDC did regarding a pin.
Oh, yes, a legal machine.
I'd like you to explain that one to the commissioners and give an example of what the CDC does.
Oh, okay, be happy to do that. If I've repeated some of the things I've mentioned before today, please forgive me. But thank you for this opportunity to do that. What Mr. Conkling was asking about is one of the projects that we recently have done, and that's for a LECO machine in Hamilton, Ohio. And what I described to him was that this is one of the many success stories. We did 21 loans this past year, and this is just one of them. Local project, you have a disabled American veteran over on Mosler Avenue who 5 years ago started his own machine tool company, having worked in the industry for quite a number of years. His name is Bernie Lemieux. And one of the things that he does is he manufactures these welding pins for Toyota. Come to find out that they were importing these welding pins from Japan, but they would always break. For those that don't know, a welding pin is something that holds the – there's a big slide that comes down with various automotive parts. It comes down and it locks into place so then the robots can do the welding. Well, what would happen is these things would break, the ones manufactured in Japan. So one of our friends here in Hamilton, Ohio, came up with a mixture of alloys and a manufacturing process where he now makes these pins right here in Hamilton, and they don't break anymore. And so it's a wonderful success story of a disabled American vet, had a dream, wanted to do a business, and he's doing that. How is the CDC helping him? Well, obviously, with the success that Mr. Lemieux has recently had, he needs to expand. So what we're doing is we have put together a loan for him to acquire a building, which is just up the way here on Dayton Street. So it's a wonderful success story. Thank you for asking about it. And, Derek, we've got probably 20 others that we'd be happy to share at the appropriate time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pete. Thank you.
Great.
Dave, while you're here, and since you were a former mayor of Middletown, I thought you'd find it interesting that we're doing a proclamation today for Chris Carter, recommending that he would be inducted into the Football Hall of Fame. If I may, with your permission, I'll go ahead with this. I won't read the whole thing because there's so many accolades here and so many things that he's done. It's tremendous. But at the bottom, it says, whereas Chris is among the 17 finalists who will be considered for election to the Pro Football Hall of Fame when the Hall's Board of Selectors meet in Phoenix, Arizona on Saturday, September the 2nd. Now, therefore, be it resolved that we, Charles R. Furman, Donald L. Dixon, and Gregory V. Jolivet, do hereby recommend Christopher D. Carter be selected as the next NFL football player inducted into the Football Hall of Fame for 2008. So we're very happy to do this and pass it on. He's he's definitely one of our success stories in Butler County. Very deserving of this honor. And he was here recently, I know, for the Butler County Sports Hall of Fame. He was inducted here for that. He was humbled by that when he was brought back home, and a lot of his friends and relatives attended that. That was held at the Manchester Inn, and it was quite an evening. So it's with honor that we present this proclamation. So.
Great.
Well done.
Do we need anything to do that? Just right here. Okay. Can we go into minutes, please.
Approved minutes from the last meeting, approved travel and training, approved transfers and appropriations, amended certificate of estimated resources, grant funds to the Butler County Historical Society for 08 in the amount of $29,100, approve and execute of loan agreement with Montgomery County, approved contract with United Way for Community Impact Services, and this is the final phase of a three-part, basically this money is pass-through money. As grassroots effort to address the needs identified through the first two phases, they are smaller volunteer-based initiatives spread throughout the county, a service learning initiative in New Miami, support for character day programs in Hamilton, Talawanda, and Fairfield, a teen center in Liberty. There's collaboration between Wellsprings Church and Lakota Incorporated. The bulk of the funds are going to support the initiative as a pass-through through United Way. Approve under environmental services, approve discharge of equipment operator, approve pay adjustment for chief operator, release 1 year maintenance bond to Presidential Place 3, approve wholesale sewer service agreement with the city of Fairfield, grant special hauling permit to AmpQuip, approve contract with D'Angelo Brothers to treat roadways in the amount of $24,450.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
And Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. President, Mr. Conklin, do you want to, we're not doing the revolving loan fund for TK vending?
No, that was pulled.
Okay.
Not ready to go yet. They're still waiting for some final documents.
Okay.
And then, Commissioners, I do need one more resolution to go in executive session at 10:30 with the Prosecutor's Office regarding pending litigation.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. One more thing I'd like to add on the resolution. Senator Cates is leading this drive also, and could we make arrangements to get this to him?
Oh, sure.
As soon as possible. Mm-hmm. So. Anyone in the audience have anything else before the commission?
Move to adjourn?
No.
Oh, recess. Okay.